Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Talking about here.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda Alale, your host for the evening, and Pastor Jonathan Hill, our engineer. We are live radio in the Natty, the Cincinnati, as the people in Ohio say. And we have the distinguished Marcia Thomas in studio with us tonight. I apologize if there's some feedback noise because we are doing this show live going down the highway here. And Marcia Thomas is the president of the Ohio Black Nurses Association, and she is an amazing nurse excellence. She has been all over the world as a nurse, and today she was one of the host for the chief, and I'm going to let her announce his name because I don't want to sound like I'm trying to speak Russian, but we'll just call him Chief Lay from all the way from Ghana. He has started a nursing school in Ghana and has over 400 nursing students in his school. And the occasion was at Mount St. Joe Nursing School in Cincinnati today. The school hosted his vision for nursing in Africa and around the world. And it was just amazing to see his vision come forth and the school support him in such an amazing way. But I'm going to let Ms. Thomas tell you all about the activities today and how she came to even bring this international relationship. And we just hope that this whole environmental nurse care model finds its way in Africa in the very near future. Ms. Thomas, take an evening, everyone.
Well, hello. How is everyone? We are fine. We're here in Cincinnati, Ohio, coming down the road. We're just leaving. We call him Chief or Nana. We were with him again today. This has been a day of illumination. That's all I can say. We got the opportunity to go to Ghana, myself and a couple of more members from the Black Nurses Association of Greater Cincinnati. We went to Ghana last July and August, and we were introduced to this phenomenal person. As nurses, we definitely wanted to visit, and we did visit a few nursing schools. We were quite impressed that this gentleman has a private nursing school, and he trains LPNs, RNs, and nurse midwives. He has over 400 students. He built the complex himself with his own money. They stay there overnight. They stay there 24/7. He feeds them. He houses them. And he just put in an outdoor swimming pool, although it's not hot where he is, because they're about 20 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean. So they're always getting that trade breeze. But anyway, and we formed a relationship with him. He subsequently came to Cincinnati last November. We introduced him to a couple of schools, public schools of nursing in Cincinnati. Those schools have gotten behind him. Our job, our charge was to outfit his resource library. Up till now, it had been non-existent. We know that we throw out books all the time because our books become outdated, and we knew that students could use those textbooks for knowledge, to gain the knowledge and expertise that they need to make a difference in their country. So that was our charge, and he came over here to get the books, and we were at Mount St. Joe today for a lunch and learn. We believe that the things that unite us are so much greater than the things that divide us. And because we are becoming a global community, it is expedient that everybody knows about something other than their own little community. So he exposed us to Ghana, and especially the nursing instructors who have never been out of the west side of Cincinnati, which is predominantly middle-class Caucasian. They had no idea where Ghana was other than on the continent of Africa. They truly had no idea there were nursing students being trained in public and private organizations trying to make a difference in Africa. We believe that Africa will solve its own problems given the time and the resources that it needs. One of those resources is to educate the populace, and that's where we come in. We are trying to educate nurses because everybody needs to be healthy in order to do what God has called them to do. So we were with Chief earlier, and I just introduced Dr. Rhoda Alali to Chief, and they had an excellent conversation. I just know that great things are going to happen. He was familiar with EMF because he said everybody has at least one cell phone in Ghana. So he and Dr. Alali have talked about doing a collaboration where he already has the school, and he wants Dr. Alali to talk to his Minister of Health. And they're going to talk about doing a pilot project where they're going to train nurses to go out and be able to remediate, not only test for EMF, but eventually, hopefully, remediate institutions for EMF. So I'm going to give it back to Rhoda so she can continue the dialogue. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Ms. Thomas, I love you because you are so articulate, and you are so passionate about saving lives and empowering people to make a change and make a difference. Today was such a rewarding experience to meet with a man who is so soulful and so concerned about the health and wellness of his country. What was most amazing was when we showed him how diagnostic instruments that we use to measure radiation indoors. When we showed him how those instruments were used, he was spellbound when he saw the radiation levels in his home. And he certainly saw how having the equipment could help improve the quality of life of people from the country of Ghana. And so it's amazing to me how God has empowered your journey
here you are. We've been nursing colleagues for 30 years at least. I mean, we taught together at the same school of nursing. And fast forward, you have the nursing technology in your home. In fact, you were the first nurse, registered nurse in America to take my certification training. And so, I mean, how do you feel this training is relevant to health today, especially with all these people getting radiation toxicity? And you talked about cell phones, and just today the World Health Organization and the federal agencies were announcing that they were going to put more stringent evaluations of cell phones in place because people were getting so sick from the cell phone radiation. Just talk about that a little bit, about how relevant this nanotechnology is in based on what you've observed.
Well, you know, it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Things that make our life easier are not always the best for us. We know that the world is connected now by cell phones. In fact, I got a call from Greece today. I couldn't even imagine. I mean, they probably just picked up the phone and called me. But we know that everybody has, 95% of the world probably is connected by a cell phone. They may not have high-speed internet, but they probably have cell phones. And now we have equipment hovering around in our space that will connect everybody with cell phones. My thing is, what is it doing to our physical body? We know that it causes harm. How much harm does it cause? How much harm does it cause to a brand new baby? When you're holding your baby, nursing your baby, talking on the cell phone, how much harm a cell phone's doing when you lay the cell phone on your bed all night long? How much harm is being done to you when you hold the cell phone up to your ear and you're on the cell phone all day long? Truly, I mean, I don't think we're ever going to get away from cell phones, but how do we mitigate those effects of the harm that cell phones are doing? And that becomes a question that I think Dr. Alali has begun to answer. I think it's going to take a lot more research. It's going to take a lot more resources, and it's going to take a lot more people working on it. I think that people are they kind of hide their head in the sand, say, well, as long as it's not harming me, or they don't see the harm that it's doing, they say, well, we don't worry about it. But I would venture to say 20 years down the road, 40 years down the road, we're going to be harmed at the cellular level. And it's going to be harm that you just cannot even imagine. So if we can get a handle on it now, because cell phones are not going anywhere, if we can begin to train healthcare professionals just like we train them to pick up heart disease or the symptoms of stroke, we train them how to detect diabetes, we need to train them on how to find out how much harm has been done by cell phones and EMF radiation.
Ms. Thomas, you are so brilliant, and you are so poignant and on point with your evaluation and your analysis, because that's it. Is your cell phone hurting you?
Right.
And that's what the World Health Organization is talking about. That yes, cell phones are cancer-causing agents. They are now registered and classified as cancer-causing agents. And so we just cannot sit back and do nothing. We have to begin to be intentional about what we're doing and how we're doing it. And that's why we developed the nanobiobalancers or the biobalancers and the nanos, which are static blockers that go on phones. And we are the double gold medalists for the United States in this technology area because it's our great concern. I mean, the reality is if we don't fight and do something, all the children in America are at risk to be born with neurodegenerative diseases. And all of our children are at risk to develop autism and Asperger's syndrome.
And so we have to be intentional right now in our fight. We have to be intentional in improving the skill sets of nurses and doctors. We have to be intentional about what it is we are doing and how it is that we are doing. We have to continue to train, as you said, enhance the skills of healthcare professionals so that we're able to engage and we're able to manage and we're able to assess these new symptoms that people are manifesting. People are becoming allergic to electricity. And just today we were looking at codes out of Germany where the medical elite, the medical society, the medical community has now rendered a classification of electromagnetic hypersensitivity, and the code is ICD-10, R like Roger, 68868.8. And now that we have this coding, doctors and nurses and healthcare providers need to be trained, because once we've identified the disease and the problem, we've got to find some solutions, and we've got solutions. It's called the Nano and the BioBalancer and the Healthy Smart Home Solar Nanotechnologies. And it is, we're not going to be on this station long. We just want to give a shout out to our families at the School of Nursing in Ghana. And we want to thank St. Joseph School of Nursing, College of Nursing, for hosting this event today and bringing this gentleman, this chief, all the way from Africa to help us to know that there's another world out there with another set of health challenges, that if we all become community, even though it's global community, if you have some solution and I have some solution, you have some resources and I have some, and we put them all together, we just might solve some of the problems that the world is facing today. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. What problem are you solving in the world? And that's why I love this Tuesday Health Talk radio show, because we've been putting the information out and people from across North America have been grabbing the skill sets and making a difference in their community. I want to give a special shout out to my Canadian family and all the work that they're doing up there, and to Pastor Hill for all the work he's doing with the nano and farming, those solar plexus technologies, the solar nanotechnologies that he's working with. I can't wait to eat some of that red okra that you done made down there, you done planted down there, Pastor Hill. And show me those big fat red okras. I was ready to come through that picture and get some. But we have been out all day and working all day. And if there's somebody in studio, somebody has called in and has a pressing question or a comment, just press 1, unmute your phone, and I want to hear from you this evening. Go ahead. Anybody on the show tonight that has a burning question for me or has a comment that they want to make? If there's nobody on this show, we're going to say goodnight early, because I have a team of really tired people that are hungry, and we're going to go grab something to eat, shake a leg, and cool out. And I thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you, Pastor Hill, for making this show happen around the world. Thank you to Chief today for his time and allowing us to present the technology to him, and we're excited about what it's going to do for Ghana. Good night, everyone, and you have a most amazing evening and a blessed week. Goodbye.